Nachas, chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So the mincha offerings that that this Masechta deals with were the flour offerings. They were either fine wheat or barley flour. And these were offerings that were brought. So sometimes they were brought with another offering, with like an animal offering. Sometimes they were brought on their own. Sometimes they were brought raw. Sometimes they were baked or fried, or there were different forms that they were brought in. And actually, it's worthwhile, if you've got a little bit of time, to go through the introduction here in the Kahati, where he brings the 9 different kinds of meal offerings that were brought. For example, the minchas nesachim, which was the meal offering that was brought with an animal. Or the Omer offering that was brought the day on the 26th of Nisan, or the showbreads, the lechem apanim that were brought on Shavuos. The lechem apanim that were the showbreads that were brought every week. Those were the loaves that were baked over there and put on the table on the shulchan, which we'll come to. So all of these offerings, if you go through that, you'll see. But you know, we'll be dealing with them as we go along. Starts off the first Mishnah, Kol Nachash Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishman. All meal offerings from which the handful has been taken with the intention of another offering. So it parallels the cases that we were dealing with the animals, where the animal was brought for a different kind of offering. Right. So here, if it was brought, the mincha offering was brought with the intention of some other offering, says the Mishnah Kesheros, it's still a valid offering, but the owner hasn't fulfilled his obligation. So he said he was going to bring one type of mincha offering, and then the priest came along, and the priest did took the handful for another kind of offering. So it's still valid, says the Mishnah, except the owner hasn't fulfilled his obligation. The owner has to bring another offering. Chutz mi minchas chayta or minchas knos, except for the sinner's mincha offering and the mincha of jealousy, which was the soiter's mincha offering. Those two, minchas chayta or minchas knos, shikamatzan shelo lishman, if the kmitzah, the handful, was taken with intention for another offering, or nasan bekli, or it was put in a service vessel with the incorrect intention, v'hilach, or it was walked to the altar, of the hikter, or it was burnt up on the altar, shelo lishman, or lishman v'shelo, or, so if it was done with the incorrect intention, then for these two offerings it's invalid. We're going to see these two offerings. So I just want to also clarify what's this kmitzah that it's talking about, the handful. So that was before they did anything else with the offering, the priest took a handful. He took his hand, he would like put his 3 fingers in a funny thing, had to cover the palm of his hand, and then he would take a 3-finger handful out of the thing. He would make sure that it wasn't exposed at the top or below, and he would use his thumb and his pinky to kind of smooth it out. It was apparently one of the most difficult avoiders in the temple to get right. And then that's the part that would be offered up on the altar. And then the rest of the mincha offering would either be burnt up on the altar or eaten by the priest, depending on the kind of offering it was. But this was the matter, this handful, this kmitza, was the thing that allowed the rest of the offering to happen. Without this, nothing else happened. This had to be done first. So if he did this for a sinner's offering or a soiter's meal offering, and he did it with the intention of another offering, then it's invalid. Invalid. That offering is invalid. And not only that, says the Mishnah, if he did it lishman v'shelo lishman, he had 2 intentions, like I'm doing it for a soiter's offering and for a nadava offering, a donative offering. Or shelo lishman v'lishman, or the other way around, doesn't matter which intention came first, psulis, it's pasul, it's invalid. Ketzat lishman v'shelo lishman, so what is it, what's the case of with the good intention and with the incorrect intention? L'shem minchas chayte, he brings it with the intention for a sinner's mincha, u'l'shem minchas nadava, and for a intention of a free will offering. Or shelo lishman v'lishman, and the other way around, l'shem minchas nadava, u'l'shem minchas chayte. All he's done is he switched around the intentions. Doesn't matter which one comes first, it's still an invalid offering.